entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 181, and we have got something to share with all of you.
It's Tuesday, April 18, 2017.
And that would be correct. Thank you for that submission. And the person who sent it also mentioned that they're offended being called lazy, as we may have alluded to on last week's podcast, as far as the reason...
Oh, the fans.
The fans.
Our fans in general.
Being lazy and not taking the effort to send something in.
I thought she was talking about, like, her specifically. We, like, called her lazy.
Oh, no, like, no.
We only do that off the air.
No. And, I don't know, should we say who it is when people call in? I guess it's kind of a shout-out for
Yeah, them. It is.
Yeah. So, that was Charlotte Miller, formerly Host Stettler, and still currently my sister... and a mother of one.
Yeah. It's awesome.
So thank you for that,
Charlotte. So even mothers are sending in submissions.
Are you lazier than a mother?
Me?
No, I'm looking at you, but I'm talking to the audience.
Oh, okay. Because you like said it, you like really like directed it towards me.
Well, I tell you what, we're not lazy. We've got a good show planned today. We've got, as was teased, we've got a story about a proposal and some sparks. Randall's here. Randall?
Hey, how's it going?
Randall, you're often here, just not sitting exactly where you are right now. Randall and I do a podcast called Irish Sports Talk, which is about Notre Dame football. But Randall, it's good. And you've been on the French Press before as well.
Yes.
At least once.
I believe it was one time. Been a while, but yeah, I've been on here before. So it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
Good to have you here. And Randall's going to be sharing that story about the proposal.
Ooh.
And we've got some feedback, which we're going to get to later after Randall's story. We'll get to the poll question we had last week. And we might have, depending on how time goes, we might have a few other things to talk about as well. So, Randall, why don't we... Oh, and we will also play the yes-no game with Randall.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear.
All right, so go ahead, Randall, and I guess tell us a little bit of an introduction... who you are, what you do for work, and then getting into the story.
Well, I'm Randall Mast, and I'm actually a cousin to Ruben. And like you mentioned, I'm here every week doing a podcast on football. You should definitely give that a listen. Mm. I build houses, construction, so if you need a new house or you're looking to make some upgrades or something, just give us a call.
Oh, so you guys also do remodeling?
We do some.
Okay.
But right now it's actually nice because there's a lot of new houses going up, so we can kind of stay away from the remodeling.
Okay.
Because you never know what you're getting into in a remodel project.
Making Napanee great again.
Exactly. So, but you do need to do some of that. It is good to take, you know, the before and after pictures, you know, and...
Yeah. It's good to embrace the pace in Napanee.
I see you're keeping up with our local town.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where you want me to start. I don't know exactly where to start.
Well,
with
a listener messaged me and said, hey, we should get Randall on to tell his proposal story. I don't know if you were talking about it with this other listener.
I actually don't think I've talked about it lately, but trust me, this story has been told many times.
All right.
So. Oh, very good. So you're like,
but it has been a while since people are starting to forget, maybe. So. But somebody does remind us every once in a while. I guess I will say, to start with, our first date, my wife and I, Eden and I, we went to Warsaw, and we're down in Warsaw for the evening, and that's actually when the tornado went through Napanee. Oh. So if I wouldn't have been on a date, I would have been at Southside School where the tornado hit, and I would have been playing basketball with some of the other guys there. Wow. So that was a sign to me that she was already saving me from... possible death situations.
Very good.
But anyways...
But you didn't change your mind after the proposal and everything that happened with that.
Well, I'll tell you the story. No, I did not change my mind. So it's already been like 8 years. So it's been a while.
Wow.
It's crazy that it's been that long. But yes, it has been 8 years. We'd been dating for a while, and I finally decided that I was going to plan a special evening and propose to Eden. So I got this bright idea that I would call up my uncle and ask to use his car, which is a 1964 T-Bird. It's a convertible, very nice car. And he's like, sure, go ahead and use it. And so I went and picked up the car and made sure it was, I thought I made sure it was running okay. And the roof had a little bit of issues with the roof opening and closing, but we got it to work. And I had everything planned out, where I was going, how I was going to do everything. And I even sent one of my buddies to plant a rose at a certain spot. I told him where to put it, where I was going to propose, and had it ready. And I was thinking ahead, so I actually put a spare rose in the car just in case.
Good thinking.
Anyways, I went and picked her up, and we had a nice ride up to South Bend, went to the Tippecanoe place. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's an old house, basically. Like, you can eat in certain rooms. Like, you can eat in the old library. I think that's where we ate that night. But just before we got there, the power steering went out on the car. So I could still steer, but it was a task. And I was like, well, it's just the power steering. We're good. And, you know, we can make it back.
Especially for an old car that's pretty heavy. And I've driven, my car's power steering went out, but it's a very light car. And so, it still takes effort to turn.
This is kind of a boat of a car.
Yeah, so. Especially on when you're on pavement.
Yes. And you don't realize how nice it is until the power steering goes out, and then you realize how much work it saves you. Mm-hmm. So we got to the restaurant, went in, ate supper, had a nice time, walked around the house, toward the house, and when it was time to go, we went back out to the car, and as we walked up to the car, I saw a pool of liquid under the car.
Oh.
And I didn't know what it was. I looked under the car, and I thought, oh, it might be the transmission fluid's coming out. So I got in, and the car wouldn't start. And so I opened the hood, and about that time, the busboy that worked at the restaurant came out, and he said he was tired of working in the kitchen. He likes working on cars, and we started looking at this car to see what was wrong. And here, a little hose had busted. It was just old hose, rotted out, had a hole in it, and all this fluid leaked out. And so you couldn't even... We did get the car. The car did start them, but you couldn't put it into drive. And so it ended up that... there was a wedding... The wedding hadn't been at Tippecanoe, but they were having the reception there at the Tippecanoe place. And the father of the bride, one of the dads was out there just kind of get away from everybody. And he was like, hey, he knows somebody that could help us out. He'll go get one of the ushers. And so he went in. One of the ushers actually ended up taking us down to an auto zone down the street. We got a hose, got fluid, went back. And the busboy was there, and he wanted to do all the work. Well, we were dressed up. I was like, hey, well, have at it. I didn't know if he was supposed to be at work or not. I didn't really ask any questions. But he did fix the car, put the hose on, and we're good to go. So everything was working okay. And we headed over to a park by the river over close to 331. I don't know if you remember where the – is the Hacienda still there that's, like, in a house as well? I don't know why restaurants all were in houses. But
as far as I know, it's still there.
What is the name? It's like a plaza. There used to be a fondue parlor back there as well.
That I don't remember.
Anyways, so we were going to go down, walk along the river, and we did that, walked along the river, and had a good time, went back to the car, and I still wasn't at the point of proposing. And so we got back to the car, I went to start it. Well, there was fluid all over the engine compartment in the engine. And when I tried to start it, the car, and, you know, had a carburetor, a spark lit all this fluid on fire.
Oh.
And so all of a sudden there's smoke coming out of the hood. And I started panicking a little bit, and I ran outside, opened the hood, and there were just like huge flames coming out of the engine. I mean, that like 2-foot flames kind of, and I was freaking out. So I ran to the closest restaurant. Well, it was actually a bar. Ran inside and said, I need some water. There's a fire out there. The lady, like, grabs a little styrofoam cup and fill it with water. I was like, no, I need a bucket of water. So she got a mop bucket, filled with water, and I ran back out there. And by that time, a lady that was out there had called the fire department.
Oh.
And a fire truck showed up.
Oh.
That quickly? Wow.
Well, I guess it must have been right there. Well, it took a little bit of time, you know, getting a styrofoam cup and then the mop bucket. It took a couple minutes. And I debated about using my suit coat to try to knock out the flames. But I poured the water on it. I did get the water on it before they got there. Okay. They showed up just as the water. I poured the water on it, put it out. And it hadn't burned a whole. I mean, it burned like wiring and stuff, but it was basically the fluid burning off of the engine. And then looking at it, the fireman like, ah, you don't want to dry this. You know, if there's sparks, if there's bad wiring somewhere, you know, you could start, the fire could light again and you'd be in trouble, you know, because you're out in the middle of nowhere and then we wouldn't be close. So we decided to get the car towed. So now we were out of a ride and we're up here and I still hadn't proposed. And I was trying to decide if I'm going to go ahead with this or not.
Yeah.
Well, the place where I was going to propose was just a couple blocks from there, and an old church house. You drive past every time you go to Mishawaka.
It's right on Main Street.
I don't even know the name of the church. Basically, go up 331 under the railroad tracks, and before you get to the river, there's this huge church house on the east side of the road. And this lady that had so nicely called the fire department was like, oh, she can take us over there.
So, did you tell the lady that you wanted to go over there to walk around?
Well, I said, she wondered where we wanted to go, and I said, well, that's where we're going to next. I was like, well, she can give us a ride over there. So we hopped in her minivan, and obviously had kids. You know, she's got her car seats in there. The kids weren't along.
This is more outrageous than a story from a movie or a TV show. You know what I mean?
It was pretty crazy.
You couldn't write something that is this, like, just this many bad things happening.
So at this point, it was like, is this a sign that, you know, maybe we shouldn't go on with this? But, you know, everything was still working out. You know, this lady offered a ride. Everything was still, so it was like, hey, might as well go along with this. So she dropped us off at the church house. And when we got there, I had told my friend where to put this rose. And so we kind of walked around the church house. And I'm up there, like, kind of trying to find this rose, you know, being kind of sneaky, trying to find this rose, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I looked and looked, and finally I was, you know, making it pretty obvious I was looking for something. And I even ended up, Eden was sitting there on the steps, and we were talking, and then I ended up calling my friend and asking him, and he said, it's like right there where he's at, and I could not find it. Well, here's the thing, my backup rose that I so thoughtfully planting the car was in the car that got towed, so I didn't have the backup either. So, like, forget it. No rose. We just won't use a rose. So, anyways, I did end up proposing down the steps, and she did say yes. Oh, so, after all that, I figured that's a good. If she's saying yes now, then that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Anyways, her brother, we called her brother, and he came up in his very loud Civic with no muffler, and he gave us a ride home. It was pretty late by then, and, we were now engaged, and
did you tell him that you were engaged?
Yeah, okay. We told him. So, anyways, it was pretty crazy. Now, about this rose, Eden, when I'd called my friend, she was sitting there and was taking pictures like of her shoes and just kind of messing around. And she took a picture of her shoes, and on the picture you can see a lure tied to the railing on the steps. I never saw the lure, but that's how Caleb Helmuth did it. That's how he had marked the location of the rose. And I never even saw the lure. He knew if I would see the lure that he did it. But it ended up, I went up like, I don't know, it was the next day. Looked for the rose and I couldn't find it. And I also went up to try to get Eden's purse back because this kind lady that gave us a ride over to the church house took her purse, Eden left her purse in the car. Ugh. And we didn't call in because, like, oh, this is a nice, friendly lady. Well, it ended up she had instantly gone to a gas station and to Walmart, I believe, and spent a couple $100 on the credit cards.
No.
And a camera I'd given Eden just a couple weeks before was in the purse, and all the pictures we had taken that night were on the camera, and we never got any of it back.
So I went up
to the police department to see if she had dropped the purse off, because she was very nice and helpful and friendly. And
of course she was.
We just figured that, oh, she just dropped off at the police station, or, you know, she didn't call, we could go pick it up. Well, we never got it back.
So I didn't
find the rose.
You did?
No. But then on the day of our wedding at the reception, Caleb gets up. He was in the bridal party. He gets up and gave me this rose. He had gone up there and is exactly where he had left it. And some, I don't know, he must have pushed it into the bushes a lot further than I looked. So we do still have that rose.
That's cool.
So we did end up with the rose, but it was a pretty crazy evening.
I remember Caleb getting up and telling that story, but for some reason I was thinking the rose he had was the one that was in the car.
No.
Okay.
Which we had, I'm actually not sure what happened with that one, because we would have got that one back.
So you never found the lady that gave you the ride but also swiped the purse? You never ever saw her again?
No. Originally thought it could have been an angel, you know, helping us out, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't. So.
At the very least, you can, like, feel good that, you know, you said that, you know, she obviously had kids. And so, at the very least, you know, you helped a mother that was, you know, generous enough to give you a ride.
I'm just picturing,
fed some kids.
A soccer
with
mom
camera.
With a shoulder angel on one side and a shoulder devil on the other side, and she listened to both of them that night.
She's like, yeah, give him a ride. Oh, okay, now I'll take her purse. Now go spend some money.
All right, that was really interesting. I don't think I never heard all those details. I do remember hearing it, but not all those details.
They did tell the story at our reception, but the mics were messed up at the reception. Let's just say stuff like that always happens.
Well, rest assured, Randall, it is now it's set in stone. If people ever want to hear it, you can just point them to this podcast.
It is archived. What is it? Episode 170?
181.
Oh, my word! Yeah. We're in the 80s!
And it will be titled Something to Do with Proposals and Sparks or Fire.
Okay. Now,
so, yeah, go ahead.
Do want to add something. I was told, this was a while ago already, but I was told that if I'm ever on this podcast, I have to share a story.
Oh, good.
Ooh.
So, and since we're talking about love in the air, sparks and all this and that.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of sparks and love.
I heard this story of a guy that was dating, or no, he wasn't dating at this time, but he really liked this girl. And they worked at the same place. They both worked at a coffee shop. And so one night he didn't have a ride, and this girl offered to drop him off. Her sister was along, offered to drop him off, and so it's like, oh, sure, jumped at the chance. Well, they went out of the car, and this guy's brother, younger brother, was along as well. So they open, like, the front passenger door, put the seat forward, and he, like, shoves his younger brother in the back and gets in behind him. And they go home, and then when they get to the place, get to his home, and he's ready to get out, they're like, instead of climbing the seat, you can just open the back door and get out. So it was a four-door instead of a two-door.
And he thought that it was just a two-door.
Now, that is the version I heard. Ruben, if you want to straighten out any details.
Well, that is true. You got one thing you got wrong.
Sorry, I figured I might never be invited on this podcast again. But it was a request someone came to me with if I ever joined this podcast.
That's yeah. Good. It was the older sister's car. It was before I could drive. And we were working, and it was time to close, and they offered to give me a ride home. So I and my brother, I don't know why he was staying there that late, but we went out, and the girl that I had a crush on that I liked, we were walking out, and I was walking in front of her, and so I got to the car first. And so it was dark out. It was night already. It was probably even, I doubt there was a moon shining. If there was, it was probably very overcast. And so I opened the car door, what I thought was the only one on that side, and I climbed in, and I thought it was a tight squeeze between the chair. I tried to fold it forward, the front seat, and it didn't go very far. I was like, man, this is kind of a crappy car.
But you know what?
But I was we'll able make to. It work. I was able to squeeze in, and then I reached my arms back out to the car, the door, and the seat, and pulled my small brother in behind me. And I didn't realize it until we got to my house. And they stopped, And there was just like maybe a moment of, well, I'm waiting for them to get out of the front seat so I can also get out. And that's when I realized, oh, there's a door right beside me. I don't think we ever told that story on the podcast.
I know, it's sad.
I guess you'll still join me on our football podcast this week.
Yeah. Oh, good times.
All right, anything, any more questions for Randall or any embarrassing moments you guys want to share about him?
I actually don't know Randall that well, so I don't know that many embarrassing stories.
All right, well, thank you, Randall, for coming on the podcast, and you'll be asked to come back for sure. You didn't burn any bridges.
Okay, great.
And we've got some feedback we want to get to, poll question/results from last week, and a few other things. So we'll be getting to that shortly. All right, I didn't mention this at the beginning of the episode, but Jeff is also here.
I am here.
And Jeff, hi, Jeff.
I felt slightly neglected. But
well, you didn't
not
have a,
too
you,
neglected.
You didn't have a microphone, so it was hard to get you,
yeah,
get your capture your voice. And Jeff's going to talk a little bit about some Easter information they found. But before we do that, let's just get some of this stuff out of the way.
Okay.
The poll from last week, we asked a question: should Leighton share his blood blister popping video?
Yeah.
And we did record it. It was time sensitive. We had to record it that night because
I was afraid it would pop.
Yeah, you were afraid it would pop. And there's some more information that we gathered or learned that I learned. I thought this was something that just happened earlier that day, where you had received this blister.
Right.
Why don't you tell us the whole story, including how long ago it was?
Okay, this happened like 3 weeks ago. A good 3 weeks ago at least. I was welding on high.
2 weeks before last week when we took care of it.
Exactly. I was welding, whatever. I was standing at a table at the shop, welding away, just doing my business. And then suddenly, I feel something painful, something hot, something stinging on my ankle. And I have my helmet down, you know, when I'm welding. I put my helmet up and I look down at my shoe and I see nothing, but I feel something. And then I realize what had happened. A single hot spark went off of the table onto my knee where a hole was in my pants. This is why you don't weld with holes in your pants.
Holy pants.
Holy pants.
Holy pants, Batman.
Batman. a spark had went down into my knee hole, went down the calf, and went into the top of my shoe and just nestled. The spark nestled itself atop my sock. And sadly, the cotton was not enough material to keep the spark at bay. And the spark actually burned a hole through the top of my sock and on to my bare skin, to which it sank at least a good 16th of an inch into the skin. It was so painful. And sadly, I couldn't do anything about it. All I did was I looked down at it, and it hurt so badly. I danced around a little bit, only for a moment or two. If I would have tried to take off my shoe, by the time I would have gotten it off, the spark would have already cooled. So it just wasn't worth it. So I just, like, grimaced. I gritted my teeth. And I just bore the pain until it subsided.
So you left the spark. You left the spark in there.
Oh yeah.
So it was like a pebble type spark, or did it?
It wasn't quite that big, but I mean, it was big enough to, you know. Get through a sock.
Didn't it irritate you though throughout the day?
Yeah, but that was just the burn.
So the pebble didn't. It didn't remain. There wasn't really anything there that you shook off later.
I didn't like extract any like piece of steel or anything.
A very small amount of steel can do a lot of damage.
Oh yes, it'd be very painful.
Yes.
Jeff and I know because we've welded, Ruben.
Like a dime sized blob of steel would definitely burn a hole through your skin.
Oh, all the way through.
All the way through, probably into your muscle as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe that.
Down to the bone.
It's basically lava.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so take
a lava
that
dime
to the size of a grain of rice, or smaller, or half the grain of
probably
rice.
Probably a grain of salt.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe not that small.
Maybe not.
A grain of sea salt.
A grain of wheat.
Anyway, so this thing festered for a while. Did it immediately turn into a blood blister?
No, it did not. It first scabbed over, but it also had a hard time scabbing over because it was right where the seam of my sock always was. I always wear ankle socks. And the seam was right over, the seam of my sock was always over that wound. And plus, while I walk, it rubbed the top of my shoe. And so it always would like continually be opening up. And I'd have like pus-stained socks for days. Oh. And they'd be all wet and sopping with all the mucus that had been excreted out of the wound.
When you were popping it, we were talking about it. We think that it's infected.
Yeah. Should we do a little update? I mean, like right now, do you want to observe it to see if you still think it's infected?
I do want to observe it.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, I'll read off the poll results. So the question was, should Layton share his blood blister popping video? And I'm looking at it now, and it looks just like a scab now. I'd say it looks good. It doesn't look infected.
Yeah, thank you. It just looked extra bad that night. It was just irritated.
The results, I'm a little surprised at this, but there were a total of only 12 votes, so your vote could have changed the outcome.
Ooh.
7 voted no to not see it, and 5 voted yes.
It's pretty close.
It is pretty close.
Narrow margins.
And to keep up with our motto of your voice counts but it doesn't matter, we will still be sharing this video on Facebook. So you don't need to watch it.
Just because it's there
doesn't mean you need to watch it.
You don't need to take in all of our content.
Skip it from your feed. Just skip over it. Or show it to your friend and watch the reaction.
Right. I feel like, in all fairness though, we're probably going to use some sort of thumbnail, right? Like, to represent the video on the podcast, or are they just
usually
see
I don't go to that much work. Whatever Facebook generates as their thumbnail is what I let it be.
If you happen
unless
to see
I can choose it,
my foot in a video of sorts on our French Press podcast page on Facebook, that and you
swipe
don't want
right
to see
or left
like this tiniest little droplet of blood, then keep swiping.
You've seen grosser things on the internet, I'm sure. I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, again, I'm sorry, Jeff. Before we get to your Easter
you need
story.
To keep waiting.
Wait.
Easter
we
can wait.
We forgot
Easter
to play the yes wait. No game with Randall.
Ooh. You're right.
So, can we swap
Randall.
Can we swap back
Randall
real quick
Mast,
there?
Come on down. Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, he's so going
to
fail.
All right, in order to win, you need to get to 3 minutes. So far, these are our placeholders so
Does
far.
Does he know the rules?
I heard one of the episodes where you did it, but I kind of forget the rules.
Okay, the rules are, we will ask you a series of questions, and you cannot say yes or no. Those two words, those are the only two words that you cannot say. You can use all sorts of substitutes for those words. Please do not reuse the same substitutes over and over again.
Oh, my goodness.
And
the game, if you get to 3 minutes, you won.
You've won the game.
So Carrie, somebody has done it three
Carrie
minutes.
Is the only person that has won.
My fiance is the only person who's been on the show that has won.
How much time did you help her practice before the show?
I gave her no heads up. She had no idea.
I know.
It was coming.
I know why she was so good at it. It's because whenever Layton asks her a question, and it's no, then he just slaps her, and so she never ever says no.
So she just
that
has to worry about the yes.
So the yes, the yes was the only word she had to be worried about.
So can it be more than one word, like the reply?
Oh, yeah. In fact, you can say yeah, but don't reuse yeah.
Okay.
We'll be generous.
And if you say no, I'll slap you.
Here rounds out 1 through 3, which we've only done it 3 times so far. Carrie did, she completed it. She was at 3 minutes. Miles, our cousin, another cousin, he made it 59 seconds. Kyle, who is also here in studio, only lasted 34 seconds.
34 seconds. That's not terrible.
So
that makes me feel a little more
confident. We'll keep a running tally. We won't keep a top three, at least not until we get, you know, more than 5 or 10 or so.
Right.
So either way, you're going to place, Randall. It's just where, the question is, where will you place? Mm. And if you do beat Carrie, Or if you make it to 3 minutes, we'll put you at the top just because you're the most recent one. Okay. I've got my timer ready here. Layton, do you have some questions ready to fire away?
No, but I'll mix them up.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, start.
Randall, are you a construction worker?
Every day.
Every day he's a construction worker.
I don't like to start off with a yes-no question. I like to like ease him into it. So okay. Randall, do you prefer hunting, fishing, or sports? Which one? Give me an order. Which one do you prefer?
You want it in order.
Which one do you prefer the most?
The top one.
Hunting.
Hunting.
Hunting over sports. That's shocking.
Well, I'm getting old, so.
Oh, only old people go hunting.
That's true. What gun do you use to go hunting?
I have multiple guns.
Have you gone bear hunting?
Once.
Once. Ooh. He went bear hunting once. You were attacked by a wolf, right?
I was not.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought that I heard a story about you, like, almost being attacked by 3 wolves in a tree stand.
How big was the bear that you shot? I know you shot a bear.
Average.
Average size.
An average size bear.
Did you use a gun or a bow?
A gun.
And you turned it into a rug.
I had a taxidermy make a rug for me.
Very nicely done.
Was it a shotgun?
It was a 300 mag.
Wow. 300 mag.
Does that shoot further than a shotgun?
A lot further.
A lot further. Just repeating.
Let's talk about sports. What's your favorite sport?
Football.
What's your favorite baseball team?
Cubs.
What's your favorite NBA team?
Pacers.
Who's your favorite NBA player of all time?
All time.
No.
Reggie Miller.
Oh, Reggie Miller.
Would you say LeBron is better than Jordan?
Never.
Man, this guy's good.
Yeah, he is. Other than sports and hunting, what else do you do for a hobby?
Golfing.
Golfing.
Are you a good golfer?
Very good.
Ooh.
Is the time about
what,
up?
What do you normally shoot when you golf, if that's the correct term?
I don't really want to announce that.
Okay. Do you manage to ever hit actual par?
I did twice on Sunday.
Wow. Did you ever get a hole in one?
I did not.
What's your favorite fast food place? McDonald's? Hey, you made it. You made it.
I wasn't trying to delay for time. I was actually trying to think. I'm kind of done with
fast
food.
Hold it, Layton. We're pretty bad at this because the last two people that we've tried this game with have made it to 3 minutes.
This isn't good. It's not a good track record.
I think if you would do it faster, like I had enough time, I took my time and thought it through.
That's true.
So if you did it a little bit faster.
Maybe do some rapid fire questions.
Yes.
Maybe you should practice with Kerry on asking questions.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right. Let's get back. Jeffy, let's talk about Easter.
Okay, Jeff. Back. Jeff's
back in the saddle.
Back in the hot seat. It's all warmed up from Randall.
Randall's yes-no.
Game show.
Yeah. So I've heard a lot of people speculate about why there's Easter. Okay, we celebrate Easter, and the majority of the Christian world that we know of celebrates Easter with the Easter Bunny and Easter eggs, right? I mean, that's a huge thing. Churches have...
Easter egg hunts.
Yeah, World Harvest Church in Elkhart had a 35,000 egg hunt this past Sunday.
Where did they hide all the eggs?
No idea. That's a lot of eggs.
Just around the church or what?
Yeah.
35,000 eggs.
Yeah, and they had a you know, Easter Sunday is very popular. People always go. They get dressed up, all that kind of stuff. So I was trying to find some sources for this. I had heard whispers over the past, and several sources citing that Easter was actually originally a pagan holiday.
Ooh.
But I could not find anything online to confirm it, and I finally found it. And I found
if you look hard enough, you can pretty much find anything enough to confirm.
Yeah, but I did find several sources to back this up.
Okay.
So not just one. I
wasn't sputting you, Jeff.
Was Wikipedia one of the sources?
No.
Thank goodness.
Was EasterIsForPagans.com one of the sources?
No.
EasterIsForPagans.com.
So basically, Easter actually, as it's celebrated with Easter eggs and the Easter bunny, and surprisingly Lent as well. The holiday of Lent that most Christians celebrate today, where you fast for 40 days,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing. That's actually dates way back, way before the time of Christ.
You mean all three of those things? The bunny,
three of these,
the egg, and Lent.
All three of these things actually date way, like literally 1,000 years before Christ, BC. The book of Ezekiel references Easter as it was celebrated back then, and that was written around 600 BC.
Wow.
And it had been going strong for
quite a while. And was that as a prophecy, right?
No. Well, no, that was just
he was talking
recounting,
about the way,
recounting the
what people
everyday
were doing
life
at that
back
time.
Then, yeah. So anyways, but way back, long time ago, there was this person, let's see here, I'm trying to find this. There's a woman called Semiramis.
Semiramis.
Sure. Yeah. Anyways, she was back in ancient Babylon. This was before the Babylonians came and captured Israel. So this was before Daniel's time.
Okay.
She was involved in starting a religion, or somebody started a religion about her. It's unclear of the actual origins of this, but actually she was she became known as Ishtar, which was then pronounced Easter later, and also referenced in the Bible as Ashtoreth. You hear a lot of references to Ashtoreth, mm-hmm. and she was the goddess of fertility back then. And her main symbols of fertility back then were the rabbit and the egg, because the rabbit, you know, reproduces quite rapidly, and mm-hmm. the egg obviously symbolizes life. she claimed to have been conceived a son with the sun god Baal, which was also worshipped back in the Bible.
Yeah. Baal worship.
And so she was a human that ascended to a goddess stance. So her child was a demigod, and his name was Tammuz.
Demi being a half god?
Yeah, half god, half man.
Okay.
And he was a hunter. And when he was 40 years old, he was killed by a pig, by a wild boar. Basically, when he was hunting,
a demigod was killed by a boar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And when Ishtar heard of this, she went to find his body. She found it, but she couldn't bring him back to life. So she hid his body and claimed that he had ascended into heaven with his father, Baal.
Wow.
So that became known as the holiday of Easter way, way back then. And basically, like, people would at that time actually mourn for Tammuz, who was killed on that day, and they would eat wild boar as a symbol of killing the animal that killed
her son.
So that's why we eat ham on Easter as well.
Oh,
do you eat ham?
Well, it's traditional.
I did on this Easter Sunday.
I guess I did too.
Huh. Huh.
Yeah, and so also Ishtar also because he was killed when he was 40 years old, she proclaimed a 40-day time of mourning for him, which was leading up to this
holiday
day,
or
this holiday when
whatever.
He was yeah.
Yeah.
So this went on as a pagan tradition for a long time, actually referenced in the book of Ezekiel, and it says Ezekiel went up to the city of Jerusalem, saw women mourning for Tammuz at the gates of Jerusalem, which and people worshiping the sun god there, which would be Baal. And it went on as a pagan holiday for a long time until the Roman Catholic Church was established and was gaining popularity in Rome, was becoming the religion of the state. And there, Roman Catholics have been notorious throughout the centuries for to bring people into their religion. They would go into a region and they would, you know, convert people to Christianity, but people still wanted to celebrate their holidays. And they viewed that as unchristian, so they would Christianize these holidays. And that eventually is how Lent and Easter were worked into the Roman Catholic Church. Now, people did celebrate Jesus' resurrection and the Passover, but interestingly, the Passover, I believe, is based on the lunar cycle, the lunar months, whereas Easter is actually based on the solar calendar, which would be the Easter equinox, something like that.
Yes, the summer solstice.
Yeah.
And the winter solstice.
Vernal equinox, I think, is what it's called. Anyways, so that's how that got incorporated into Christianity and is now celebrated as a Christian holiday.
I see. So let's fast forward now. Let's leave 600 BC and go all the way to 2017. Should we?
I have a feeling you just wanted to say 2017.
2017. Should we keep on celebrating Ishtar?
Well, you know, and I don't think there's a lot of these holidays that have been worked into the Roman Catholic Church. And I don't think necessarily that it's wrong for Christians to celebrate them as they are celebrated today. but to me, it's just to keep in mind that not everything that claims to be Christian is.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the way I see it is that, you know, obviously it is good. You know, we do use Christmas, and Christmas, I mean, I think we established, like, isn't necessarily the actual time of year that Christ would have been
right,
born.
Right.
But it's still a good day, I mean, to celebrate
exactly.
Christ's birth.
Exactly.
No matter when it happened, it's still a good day to recognize it. And I think, you know, it's still fine. I mean, it's definitely good for us to also recognize the death and resurrection of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So why not use Easter weekend to do that?
Right.
And I agree completely. But I also like looking back and seeing where things came from. History, especially some of that stuff from thousands of years ago, is really interesting.
Oh, absolutely. So
there's a lot of really interesting stuff like that, too. Another example of the Roman Catholics doing that in their church is here in the United States, Halloween is usually viewed as more of a dark holiday, a time for evil or, you know, that kind of
death.
Thing. Death. But in Mexico, it is actually a very, very religious holiday. It's called the Days of the Dead. And
La Dia de Muerte.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Yeah. Yeah. And the Roman Catholic Church in Mexico puts a huge emphasis on celebrating this. And it's the same thing happened there when the Catholics moved in and the Spanish invaded Mexico and they took over. The same thing happened with the Catholic Church there. They incorporated the local holidays into the Catholic Church and Christianized them. So that's why they celebrate Halloween as a religious holiday.
I see. What you won't learn on the French Press podcast.
All right, we've got some feedback to get out of the way. Some of these are from a few weeks ago.
I hate stale feedback, Ruben. Make it quick.
Listen to the episode where you guys held your breath. Wow, you guys did awesome. I made my breakfast and started eating, and the music was still going. I found myself slightly worried that you were both passed out and the music would never stop. We did do an awesome job.
Yeah, we lasted a long time. What was it, 2.5 minutes?
I don't know if it was 2.5, but it was over 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I forget exactly how long it was.
Held our breath for that long, guys. Believe it.
I don't think I could do that.
And then we've got some feedback from Steve Gascho. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing your name right.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But he said, you guys are doing a ninja job of podcasting. Thank you. And I'd like to hear the abbreviation game with Eric, since I'm a mechanic also.
Ooh.
And he said he does enjoy when we talk about car stuff because, like, he's into it. But he said it makes him laugh when we talk about it.
Because we're so far off, probably. Yeah.
And he also mentioned that I enjoy hearing your wedding wisdom and sarcasm. Keep it up.
Oh, wedding wisdom. We're so full
of it. We're finally getting through to people.
Oh.
This is great.
This is great.
So there's all the feedback that we have. If you guys have something you want to share with us or tell us that we're just doing a great job, you can do so by sending us a message on Facebook or sending an email.
And if you really, really want to reward us and reward yourself at the same time, click the Amazon link.
And buy yourself something special.
Buy yourself something special.
Yeah.
Give us a kickback.
Your price won't change, by the way.
And it's easier and more rewarding for you as a listener. You actually receive something for helping us out.
Right. It'll give you a fuzzy feeling, not only for helping someone, but also for helping yourself.
You know the saying, it's better to give than to receive?
Right. Why not both?
Why not both?
Why not give and receive?
Exactly. Okay. I'm just going through the notes here, seeing if we've got something that we missed. Oh, yeah, there was something I wanted to mention, a tech tip for you. And this one actually comes from Layton. You mentioned this one, Layton.
I did?
You did. You said I should mention it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes technology doesn't work the way you think. Maybe your email isn't going through. Maybe your iMessage isn't working, or you're not able to get onto the App Store. Well, maybe it's not your internet. Maybe it is something
Apple.
That's wrong with the service provider. And most big companies have a system status page dedicated to showing what is online, what is experiencing some problems. And so there's one in particular for Apple that I now have checked or bookmarked, I should say. And if you just Google Apple system status, you'll be able to find it. If you want to type it in, it's apple.com/support/system-status. And it'll show, looks like about 30 or 40 different services, online services that they offer. And you can see if they're green or if they're not.
That's
so
pretty
let's
cool.
say, you know, your internet was working, but you're still not able to send an iMessage. Then you can go onto this website and see if Apple's iMessage service is online. It could be that their servers are down. It could be that they got EMP'd.
EMP'd.
What does that stand for, by the way?
Electromagnetic pulse. Something.
Pulse. Good job.
All right. That's everything that I've got. Layton, Jeff, do you guys have anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, what did we learn in today's episode? And Kyle, I mentioned that you're here. If you want to chime in, you can as well. If you want to, you can
do it
last.
Yeah, we have like a person that's just listening live right now. It's
and
pretty awesome.
Cut me off if you don't want me to say this, Layton. But we are thinking about doing...
No.
We're thinking about doing a live podcast at some point to celebrate the 200th episode.
Ooh.
Now, we're not sure anyone's going to show up or even be interested in it.
Maybe we should have a poll question
on it.
Maybe
you should have a poll question.
Because then their votes would actually count. We would count how many votes we get, like, to see how many people would show up. It would be kind of like RSVPing.
Hmm.
That is a good poll question. I will put that down.
So, Ruben, this would be like, what were we thinking? Like a public place.
It would be a public location somewhere in the Napanee area.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be beverages there that may or may not be free, depending where
they
it's at.
Probably won't be
they
free.
Probably
don't
won't
bet
be free.
On it being free.
Probably won't be free.
Because I want people to show up for the podcast, not for the free drinks.
So the poll question will be, if it works out, would you put effort into showing up to our live podcast?
To a live recording of the podcast.
I know things come up and happen, but would you at least, more than just think about it, would you, if you're in the area, put effort into showing up?
Right.
For 30 minutes of pure enjoyment.
Right.
Pure enjoyment.
And we would acknowledge your presence.
It would probably end up being more like an hour and a half, but
well,
still.
Well, they wouldn't, but I'm just saying.
But you wouldn't have to be there the whole time.
No.
Right, because they're set up and all sorts of press. Just
giving away gift cards every 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
Ooh.
Then we're just bribing people.
Then we use up all our Amazon money.
In case you didn't hear, Kyle just said that we should give away a gift card maybe every 15 or 20 minutes.
They're already showing up for the free drinks, Kyle.
We can't give everything away.
You know, Ruben, I could see a future where that would actually happen if we got a lot of revenue from the Amazon link.
That is true. That is true.
You can make this happen.
You know where your voice matters most? It's by clicking on that Amazon link.
Your voice matters when you spend money.
I love how we're just like trolling shamelessly this podcast.
Anyway, what did we learn on this podcast? We'll go around the table. Jeff, starting with you.
I learned that you shouldn't always let your friends hide your roses for you.
You never know where they might end up. I'll go with, oh dear. Don't trust like a stranger who's giving you a ride with your money.
My thing that I learned also has to do with Randall's story. And mine is, no matter how much you prepare for something, it can still go wrong.
Yeah, this is true.
Thank you guys for listening. If you enjoy this, share it with a friend. And we won't be back next week.
What's going on next week?
I'm going to be gone next week, and I don't think I can fit in doing a podcast remotely.
Okay.
So you might be podcastless next week.
I'm buying a house tomorrow.
All right, see you guys in 2 weeks from now.